Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
People come up to me all the time and they say, what is that Jim Toronto really like? You know, the guy on with Dean Richards all the time on WGN, Elton Jim. Well, you can see for yourself. He occasionally is as mad as hell and he won't take it anymore. He's about to star in Network based on the Paddy Chayefsky movie. It is or will be beginning August 19th at the Invictus Theater at Kedzie and Irving Park. Hey, Elton Jim, how are you?
Oh, very good. I'm getting a good workout in the rehearsals for this part. It is intense. It is wild. It is I'm screaming quite a bit, so I'm trying to take care of my voice, take care of my body, because this one's going to be a workout.
Well, the other two productions you were in, both Jefferson nominated, they were intense as well. Tell me again what they were.
Yes, in 2022 for Invictus, both were Invictus productions. In 2022, I starred as George in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, and that play won the Jeff Award for Best Play, and I was nominated for my portrayal. And then last summer, in 2023, once again at Invictus, the play The Crucible, Arthur Miller's classic play about the Salem witch trials. And once again, that play was nominated for a Jeff Award for Best Play, and I was also nominated for my supporting role as Judge Danforth. So very excited. Invictus does important plays that really resonate in today's world, and so that's why Network, which was originally a film in 1976, but is as prophetic and as relevant today in 2024 as it was when it first came out almost 50 years ago.
How so? It almost seems like Paddy Chayefsky, the playwright for the movie, had a crystal ball somehow, predicting what was going to happen in the world of...
It's quite prophetic. It's amazing, really. And this movie in 1976 was considered a very dark, almost absurdist satire. Some of the types of concepts that he was talking about and skewering here concerning TV news seemed completely off the wall. It could never happen. This is craziness. We're talking about an entertainment value to the news. We're talking about hints of reality television that he talks about. We're talking about the subjectivity of news and opinion rather than facts. And all this sounded so foreign and so crazy in 1975. And ironically, in 2024, they have become reality. And so that's what makes this show so resonant and so relevant, is that it takes place in 1975, but it feels like it's 2024. And that's what's exciting from an actor's standpoint, to be able to do that with such great writing and do this in such a way that I think people are going to be shaking their heads throughout the show.
You know, this is not a walk in the park, and none of the roles that you've rattled off, I mean, they're not Neil Simon. Not that it's easy to do comedy. I'm not suggesting, but these are intense roles. Does it take something out of you personally to do these roles?
Well, as you said, Virginia Woolf was 3 hours and 15 minutes. The Crucible was 3 hours. This play is actually going to be very shorter. It's a very fast-paced show because it's trying to recreate the fast pace of a newsroom. But at the same time, the Howard Beale character, who I play, who was played in the film and won an Oscar, Peter Finch, and then Bryan Cranston played in the theater stage version, and he won a Tony as Howard Beale. So I'm certainly got some tough shoes to fill. But there's no question that this is an intense role. But the other side of the coin is while I feed into the intensity at the moment, at least for me. I know some other actors sort of take their roles home, But I'm able to click off the switch fairly easy. There's no question that the roles that I've played in the last couple of years have been physically demanding and emotionally demanding. But at the same time, as an actor, I do find that I can leave that on the stage. And so I'm glad for that because they are intense and they could really screw with your head if you let them stay with you. But I've been able to find a way to be able to tap into that when I step on the stage and turn it off when I get back into real life.
You know, I think with the exception of our own News Nation that is objective, the interviews you see on the news stations are subjective. So is this going to see this show, might you think about our TV news today a little differently as, gee whiz, I wish it was what it was back in the day, or have we gone by that and we can never go back? What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you, I think that is that's a good insight. And I do hope, because I think we have our society today has gone so far toward and over the boundaries that we do, I think, need to start to rein things in. And you could make an argument that back in the 70s when Walter Cronkite and John Calloway and Howard K. Smith delivering the news, it was a little dry because it was so objective. It was almost like reading a newspaper on television. But we have also gone to the other side where every story or every program or every news channel is filled with opinion and very little fact. How many times in the last several years do we keep hearing the term fact check? That's all you hear today. You never heard that in the modern lexicon, but now we hear fact check, because there is so much opinion and there is so much disinformation and misinformation out there because of the internet. And so hopefully, to your point, hopefully if you see this play, because there are aspects of the way the news used to be delivered, as well as then the play takes things to the extreme in the other direction, and it might be a way for people to look at this and say, you know, maybe to your point about News Nation, maybe there's something about being in the middle that is valuable, because Howard Beale has a line that says, "We will tell you what you want to hear." Hmm. And that's basically where people are going today. They're going to news stations that feed into their own opinions as opposed to feed into facts for a lot of times.
And well said. The show opens August 19th. It's called the Invictus Theater. It's at Kedzie and Irving Park on Irving Park Road. And people will be surprised. It's not the Jim Tirano, I don't think, that we hear and have been hearing on the radio, because you'll be as mad as hell, right?
I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Thank you, Steve.